Hello. Welcome to Living Play with Perrier. Whoops, excuse me. I had my music a little loud there. This is Perrier and Q&A about calcium bentonite clay. And I hope everyone had an abundant and beautiful spring and Easter and is ready for a new beginning. There's so much newness out there. I walked on my patio this morning and I look and every vibrant shade of green is just in full bloom. Life is good and the world is great. And I'm pleased to have this opportunity to talk with you and answer your questions about bentonite clay. Some of you may be new listeners, and so I will be happy to repeat anything, answer any questions, and we'll go over it. We do have a question here from Carlos in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Carlos says, hello, Perrier. I have a question about pyrolite clay. What is the difference between pyrolite and living clay? Here's what one site claims about this clay. And it says in parentheses, pyrolite was formed entirely differently from other clays in that it began as an underground boiling lava soup that decomposed into a clay through interaction with deep underground aquifer steam and pressure. It is believed that the manner in which pyrolite is made is the reason its processes stronger detoxifying powers relative to other clays. Pyrolite is naturally more abundant in both electrolytes and trace minerals than a processed zeolite, so it provides greater nutritional value to the human body. You know, these people are trying to figure out a way to set their product different from the others. All clay starts as boiling lava soup. It's the core of Mother Earth. It's volcanic ash. So a volcano, the core of it, is a hot lava soup. It produces an ash. It burns out everything but an ash. And this ash plumes out. And as you've seen any number of current volcanic reaction, the ground is just covered with layers of this ash. When it lands in an inland sea or lake bed, over time, over millions of years, it becomes a clay. Now, I don't know about it landing in, it looks like here they're talking about a geyser, underground aquifer. It lands in a lake bed or a sea, or some water. I don't know how ash would filter down through the topsoil to get into an aquifer and the steam and pressure, so that just boggles my mind. When it says here, pyrolite is naturally more abundant in both electrolytes and trace minerals than a processed zeolite. Most any clays are stronger than a processed clay. So, if it's been processed, it means it's been tampered with and it's lose a little bit of its efficacy. So don't say they're saying anything that's different. I would like to see what they believe is what they're using to say their clay is stronger and has more electrolytes. I'd like to see some proof of that. I'd like to see some studies. I think it's sort of a hype to sell their clay. Pyrolite is an ileite clay. It hasn't matured to develop to the stage of a bentonite yet. So it's considered an immature clay, and this is why on their site there's some places they don't recommend you staying on the clay for a prolonged period of time. They say stop and take a break and do this. They offer many kind of clays on their site. It's rather confusing, a manna and a black manna and a sacred clay, and it's salesmanship, people. And, you know, we're all trying to sell our clay. So pyrolite is also an acidic clay. It's not an alkaline clay. So it's not a calcium bentonite. All clays have all these trace minerals in them. They're not enough. The minerals in clay are not enough to be a total supplement like your dominant minerals, the calcium. There's not enough calcium in the clays to fully supplement your body for your daily requirements of calcium or magnesium or potassium or phosphorus, these dominant minerals that it holds in higher percentages. Most of the minerals are in parts per million, and they act together as a whole to stimulate, bring circulation, to draw out, and indirectly it helps your digestive system by balancing your pH. That may be another reason they say don't stay on for a prolonged period of time, because it is an acidic clay. So that's what I have to say about that. I always say the proof is in the pudding, and I invite you to compare clays, and you will find which clay works best for your body. Okay, Jane Olson in Oriental. I have had some essential tremor for 16-plus years. At this point, it's difficult for me to write, eat, and do other fine motor activities. Any suggestions? Jane, I'm not sure clay will help your situation directly. It will help your body in many other ways, in that it's going to balance your pH and your acidity. It's going to cleanse your colon. You're going to get more nutrition from the food you eat. You will get a lot of supplemental value from taking the clay and using the clay. But as far as it affecting the nervous system, we haven't had any results with people who, like, say, have had strokes or Parkinson's disease about helping with their tremors and things. One thing about clay, it won't hurt you to try it and see. And it does help some people with clarity of mind, and it does help bone density. It does enrich your blood cell, even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. It's through catalytic enzymatic action with the body that happens. Jane also writes, heart arrhythmia, can clay help that? Again, I don't know on this. I'm not a doctor and not qualified to answer the medical questions. Again, this is like an interruption of an electric impulse. And again, I'm not sure that clay would be beneficial in that regard. Like I say, you can try it and see if you notice any difference, and please let us know if you do. Let's see if we have anything else. Linda from Brampton. Can you take calcium bent clay if you happen to be a smoker trying to quit, but it's difficult at times? Oh, well, certainly. Yes, you can take calcium bentonite any time, and if there might be some benefits. A clay bath will help detox you of the nicotine in your system. I had one lady that was a 2-pack-a-day smoker for 40 years. She took her first clay bath, and the bath water turned brown. And several subsequent baths after that, she still had the brown cast in the clay, where it was pulling the nicotine out. So I'd recommend you take some clay baths and help get rid of that part, too. And I wish you luck with that. I'm proud of you for making a decision to quit. I know it's not easy at times. I think if you drink some clay when you're having one of those urges, clay is kind of filling and satisfying. So maybe it's also calming. So if you drink a little clay when you get that urge, particularly at those habitual times, like after you eat a meal, people like to smoke, or if they're drinking coffee, they like a cigarette. Drink some clay at those times and see if you can't get some relief in that regard. And good luck with that. Hang in there, girl. You're doing it for a good cause, for yourself. All right. Let's see if we have any more questions. I do have a couple of testimonials that were sent me earlier that I'd like to share with you. One is on acid reflux and Bartlett's esophagus. She said, I struggle with reflux for 15 years and was on prescription and over-the-counter medications all of that time, which is not good. It wasn't until a friend loaned me some of your clay in January of this year that I got started on it, and felt an almost immediate improvement. Mine was a hard case to beat, though. There was damage to my esophagus, and I had been diagnosed with Bartlett's esophagus 10 years ago, and that's irritation and damage to the lining of the esophagus. So the GI doctors doubled the prescription medication, and I will add that at this point, these medications were called the proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Acefix, Prevacis, Prilosec, and are extremely difficult to get off of it, as when you attempt to stop taking them, you get a rebound reflux. Even the GI doctors admit this. Therefore, lots of people give up and think they just can't get off these drugs and go back to them. Once in a while, a natural remedy will work, sometimes for some people. Vinegar is a popular one. Well, I tried 10 natural remedies before I tried clay. Up until clay, I had had minimal relief with any of the natural remedies, and believe me, I was trying. After approximately 3 days on clay water, about 2 ounces before meals, I felt so much better. It is now 4 months down the road, and I am 99% asymptomatic of reflux. I still avoid, for the most part, foods that are triggers for me. I want the erosions in my esophagus to heal, but it's nothing short of a miracle that I haven't had to resort to taking Prevacid in months. I am finding that I sometimes can introduce a food that was once problematic to my diet without terrible consequences. Sometimes if I eat something that begins the reflux, I take the clay water as soon as it flares up and it goes away. I would advise anyone who is treating reflux with the clay to stay away from highly processed foods, as we should anyway. Those are the most irritating to the digestive tracts. Otherwise, I have no restrictions, no small meals, no sleeping on two pillows or lying on my side. I am what I consider, as I said, 99% reflux-free. It will be interesting when in the years, a few years, I'm due for my upper endoscopy to check the Barrett's esophagus disease. I believe the clay will have healed my esophagus. Wonder how mainstream medicine and pharmaceutical companies will deny that. Debbie P. Thank you, Debbie, for that wonderful testimonial. And I think if I had to pick one thing to get clay tested on to prove it's, you know, to be able to make a healing claim with the FDA and do the million-dollar studies, it would probably be acid reflux, because it affects so many of us and it's such a simple fix with clay. You know, with clay, acid reflux, the suffering is optional. All you have to do is take a little clay. I have another testimonial here, and I can't pronounce the name of this disease, but I'm going to struggle with it. My daughter-in-law has been on clay now for 2 months. She has a rare disease called tachyasis arteritis. Her arteries are inflamed and brittle all over her body. She has been declared in remission after 1 month on the clay, and we are praying for continued remission. Thank you for the great help you give. It is such a blessing. Jane A. So I love it when we get wonderful testimonials like that, and it's such a blessing to hear how it's working for people and that they can get some relief. Debbie in Bloomington, Illinois. Hello, Perry. Your friend Debbie here in Bloomington again. I was wondering if clay will reduce scarring. Thank you for your help. Yes, absolutely. It has been known to reduce 20-year-old scars. A girl had knee surgery 20 years ago, and she had this keloid built up, the ridge of scar that was raised above the skin level. She started putting the clay on topically, letting it dry. You know, she'd sleep with the thin coat on at night, and immediately it started reducing that scar buildup, and it was flush with the skin instead of having that ridge there. So that's one of the great things it does. I'm not sure how it does that, but it works, so give it a try. Pamela from Lancaster. By putting cleansing clay mask on possible fungal patches, can I contaminate the clay by dipping my same finger back into the jar to get another bit to put on another patch? I would say yes, you can add the fungus to the clay. Some people who dip in their clay quite frequently with things like that, later you notice the clay begins to smell kind of musty and funny, and it's generally when it's fighting something and it's been closed up in there. So if the lid's been on and the fungus has gotten in there and it starts to smell, your clay has gotten contaminated. You can get a little plastic stick if you go to a beauty store. They have these little plastic spatula, like they're little miniature spatulas that you put the wax on for waxing. And you can get a package of 10 of those that you can dip in. And then, you know, if you want to wash them off with alcohol afterwards, you could probably reuse them. But I would recommend that. Thank you. Those are very good questions. Let's see if we have any other questions in queue. Well, I'm going to have to wait a little while until some more questions come down the line. Sometimes my computer is a little slow. I'm going to hit the refresh button. And let's just talk about different ways to take clay in case we have any new people. Taking it internally, it starts working when it hits your mouth, the liquid clay. It works on your esophagus, coats your stomach, your colon. It goes down, it pulls old fecal matter stuck in your lower colon out, and it may cause constipation when it's trying to pull a lot of this out, and it's dried and hard, and it plugs the way. So take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working if you experience this. It should be temporary, and after that gets out of the way, most people say they notice their bowel movements get very regular, and they have 3 bowel movements a day, which is what we're supposed to. You're supposed to eat a meal, and it comes out, eat a meal, come out, eat a meal, come out. Some of us go 2 or 3 days without going to the bathroom. I can't go that long. I'm sorry. But drinking the clay will also get rid of parasites. And the reason we say start with 2 ounces and do it twice a day for 14 days is to catch any larvae left behind that haven't hatched out, and allow them to go to the clay and be carried out, too. Sometimes it takes parasites a week or two to fully develop from the eggs. So you want to be sure and get all those. And then you can pair off and kind of find your maintenance level. And everybody is different depending on what you're working on. For me, I like taking the 2 ounces twice a day anyway. Due to my age, I tend to get acidic this day and age. It works for me to take the 2 ounces, and I like to take a little before my meals because if there's any contamination in my food, any pesticides, any toxins, any radiation, I'm assured that the clay is going to capture it before it's absorbed into the bloodstream and into my body where the kidney and liver have to filter it out. So it's taking the workload off the liver. It helps indirectly. Drinking the clay will help enrich your red blood cell, even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. It does it through catalytic interaction with the body. Clay is simply a catalyst that works with the body so the body can heal itself. And the body sends enzymes that breaks down what it needs from the clay to create it. Something in the body that's deficient, even though the clay doesn't contain that element. It's chemistry, and it's fascinating what it can do. And that's taking it internally. Now, taking it internally, people have gotten results definitely from any kind of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, stomach problems, stomach ulcers. All of that are just It just starts working immediately on those factors. Taking it externally, using it externally, will pull through the skin and draw circulation. So when you put it on, say, a wound, you put it on and you let it dry, and the drying, when it dries, it pulls the infection out, the clay captures it, And it also, when it's pulling, it will draw blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin for cellular repair. Oftentimes I give myself a facial and I come into my computer and work, and generally we say put a thin coat on, you know, reasonably thin coat on, and wait about 15 minutes and you'll feel it tightening and drawing. And you know, if you haven't been talking, you sit there and you start to talk and your lips are kind of frozen together. It's so tight. It's gotten so tight. And when you wash it off, the exfoliation process lifts the dead skin cells that are on the surface of the skin off and exfoliates them. So your skin is very pink and healthy looking underneath. And if you leave it on for too long, you may notice your face starts to feel hot and flush. And when you wash it off, you may have pink spots. Well, the pink will go away. It's just that it's pulled the blood flow and the oxygen to the surface. Some people with open wounds that are older people, when it dry, it does pull on an open wound and might cause it to crack and bleed. So we recommend mixing your hydrated clay, your clay mask, with a little olive oil, a little extra virgin olive oil in there to keep it more moist so it isn't quite so harsh on the drying symptom. It's good on any kind of skin problem, any kind of eczema, psoriasis, shingles, poison ivy, poison oak, rashes, hives. Just put clay on it, a clay bath. My grandson went out the other day and the clover has been in bloom and all the yards out in his area are full of this clover. And he had a new puppy and he was laying in the grass rolling around in the clover, and that night he had a rash all over himself. He said it was just, my whole body was red and itchy, and his mother gave him a clay bath and immediately it went away. So it pulls the itchiness out as well as the irritation and calms any kind of rash down. You can use it for toenail fungus, people with poor circulation in their feet and legs. If you rub a little clay on your feet and legs after you've been standing all day, when I do a trade show and I'm pretty much standing on my feet all day, by the time I get back to the hotel, my feet are aching and burning and my ankles are a little swollen. So I just can't wait to get to my clay. And I kick off my shoes and I rub it all over my feet, legs, my toes. I just cover my feet, prop it up on a towel, and let it dry thoroughly. And by the time it's dried, you can feel the pulsating. It's like you pump fresh blood back into your feet. It's absolutely marvelous. So people with poor circulation, it's beneficial too. Okay, we have some more questions. Linda from Brampton said, "Hello, Perry, it's me again. I'm waiting for a CAT scan to see if I might have a gallstone. Will clay help? I currently have kidney stones." You know, that's interesting because we had a horse with a gallstone, and it was about the size of an egg. They said an egg size, and they started syringing the horse with the liquid clay in his mouth, and giving it to him, and over it, they noticed when they took other scans it was getting smaller, and they kept it up, and at the end of the time, it had dissolved. Now, that's with a horse, so I don't have any stories about people yet. You may be my first. It certainly won't hurt to take it. I know there's a gallstone flush in. You might need to check with the doctor before you do it. It's kind of harsh. It's drinking mineral oil with lemon juice in it, and you drink a glass of that a day. And you want to stay close on the weekend because you're going to be going to the bathroom quite often. It's pretty harsh, but they say it will pass gallstones. But I would get a naturopath or someone to walk you through that process and to test you and see if you're strong enough. It's pretty harsh and invasive. I like trying the clay better. So, you know, start taking the clay and notice if you get more relief and you don't have the problems from the kidney stones or gallstones anymore. And that'll be a sign that it's working. Thank you for that. Lana in Lima, Ohio. Hi, Perry. To hear the testimonials is my favorite part of the program. I love to tell other people about the healing abilities of clay, but some people do not want to hear about it. They say I'm pushing a cure for all and do not believe that one product can do all this healing. How do you deal with these people? I tend to get upset. Thank you very much. Well, you know, when I first was introduced to the clay and this guy started telling me all the things clay did, I thought, is this a snake oil salesman? I was the same doubting Thomas as the people that you're talking about. But, I took it and tried it. If you can just get them to try it, if they have something going wrong and you have some and you put a little on them or give them some and say, oh, you've got this, try a little of this. And don't hit them with all of the things it does at one time. Once they try it, they become a believer, and once they start taking it, they usually find other things, other benefits. They have more energy, they feel better. Just drinking the clay, I've had people with arthritic joints that say, my joints have reduced, they're smaller, I can bend my fingers again, and the pain is gone. So if you can find something, if they have acid reflux, you know, just give them a shot of clay, mix it with a little apple juice or a smoothie, they won't even know they're taking it. They'll get relief. But I think it's when you start telling them all the things it does, it sort of overwhelms them, and they're thinking it's, yeah, here's another snake oil salesman. So that's a good, you know, problem to have. Because if you just slow down and don't try to hit them with everything at one time, get them hooked on one thing that they need. And generally, as I talk to people, I can find out what their needs are. If I see older people, I invite them to do a clay facial because it's going to tighten their skin and make them look younger. And I tell them to do half their face the first time. Let it dry for 15 minutes, wash it off, and then compare their skin on both sides of their face. And, you know, the clay, once you do that, the clay wins them over. And trying to get them to take it or brush their teeth with it is a little bit harder. And you can talk about testimonials from other people. Testimonials usually really rock people. And we have a whole lot of testimonials on the aboutclay.com site. I just posted some the other day. Next time I will pull some testimonials up in case we have a lull. I can go back and pull some up and read some of them. Okay, Carol in Nederland. Would clay help with the lungs? Indirectly, yes. You could apply it topically to the chest, and it's going to pull circulation, blood flow, and oxygen. Generally with the lungs, that's what's needed. And I say this because they used to treat TB patients in France. They discovered that this was back before they had penicillin and all to treat tuberculosis. And they would put a hot clay poultice on their chest, and they could get people in remission and clear their TB using it topically. If you have emphysema and the sacs of the lungs are already stretched and there's no elasticity, I'm not sure if it will help or not, but I'd certainly be willing to try it. So give it a try. Susan Scheip from Creston. Hi, Susan. My mom's legs are so swollen due to lymphedema. Do you think putting wet clay on them and letting them dry, or would you cover it with saran wrap? How long and how often? I would put the wet clay on it, and I would mix some little extra virgin olive oil or some olive oil with it so that it's, if she's older and her skin is thin, the drying may be harsh. Try it that way. I had a person with a sore who wouldn't heal, and he put the clay on, and he said it was too drying and too harsh, and it would break it and kind of make it bleed and irritate it. So we put the olive oil in there, and it cleared it right up. So try that and let it dry. At night, put a thin coat on, let it dry, and let her sleep with it on her feet and the ankles. Generally, we say use the saran wrap when it's somewhere that you have to wear clothes over it, or you really need to keep it in place like a broken bone with it. You put it around it, cover it with saran wrap, then put your splint over the top of it, But try that and see if that doesn't help her. I'm sure she's watching her salt intake and exercise and blood, you know, getting that blood flow and going. If she can just stand and kind of march up and down in one place and get the blood pumping, it's a circulation problem too. And then the lymphatic glands get lethargic and not working. You might put some over the lymphatic glands where they are, put some clay over there to stimulate them. And I would just do it till I see results. And when her feet really start to swell, I would do it and keep it on until the swelling has gone down. Debbie in Bloomington, Perry, the lady who is trying not to contaminate her clay with fungus can purchase a big bag of popsicle sticks at Hobby Lobby very cheaply. Hadn't thought about that. That's a good idea, the little wooden popsicle sticks, and you can scoop it out and apply it with that. And they're probably cheaper than the little plastic waxings. I don't know what you call them. They look like little spatulas. So, good tip there. Thank you, Debbie. All right. We're getting all sorts of things here. Let's see. Let me go back and see if we have any more questions in the hopper. Well, actually, I'm not seeing any more. Let me try again up here. Refresh. Well, our time is up for today. We had some wonderful questions, some good ideas, some suggestions from everyone. And I hope today was beneficial to everyone listening in, and you will invite your friends to listen in and bring their questions. And I'm going to start pulling up some good testimonials each time and sharing those with you. Because when you hear stories like that, the stories are more believable than someone just telling you it's going to do this and that. And that's a good idea for all of us. So thank you for listening in. Have a wonderful week. And if you can join us next Thursday for the meditation Live Well Lifestyle Teleseminar, where we're going to do some meditation and talk about letting go of stress and worries and how to enjoy life fully. How about that? All right. Thank you. Goodbye, and have a wonderful week. This is Perrier for Living Clay, signing out.